I stood on the ridge above the small valley, far enough away that the stench was not so bothersome, watching flames lick wickedly toward the sky. From this angle, the huge pit resembled an ugly pockmark upon the dark green grass, the stiff arms and legs of the bodies jutting at odd angles, some reaching upward as if seeking salvation, others resembling discarded dolls thrown into a trash bin. I watched the burial crew retreat from the pit, black smoke trailing them like a death shroud, carrying smoldering cinders and minute bits of cloth and flesh. The smell would be horrendous as they waited for the fire to finish its cremation. Afterward, they would dump lime into the pit, and if there was room, add more bodies tomorrow. Remembering the gauze mask, I ripped it away and threw it to the ground. I eyed it, thinking to pick it up, but decided, who would notice? A small bit of trash among a country full of dead bodies and animals. Even so, I should have thrown it into the fire before leaving. My horse snickered behind me, nudging my back with his muzzle. I stumbled forward a couple of steps, then turned to him. With a smile, I placed my hand on his neck and stroked beneath his coarse mane, breathing in the comforting, alluring smell of horse. Leaning my forehead against his, I could sense his restlessness and gave him one last pat before whispering, "Okay, Boomer, we'll go." I threw myself over his broad back and settled into the saddle, giving Boomer the lead, trusting him to find his way home as he picked his way delicately down the far side of the ridge, away from the plume of smoke behind us. I relaxed my knees, once more in awe that a woman closer to 100 pounds than 2 could so easily control a creature outweighing her by tenfold. The saddle creaked comfortably as I swayed with its movement and, not for the first time, I thought this was not such a bad thing to come out of the mess visited upon the world, by men no less. No wonder Catherine was so set on their continued destruction and demise. We had come through a cold and dreary winter, and now the natural world was waking up. But so were the smells which kept us occupied of late, disposing bodies of animals and humans alike. Unlike biblical prophecies of fire and damnation, and ultimately Armageddon, humans had been felled by their own pious hatred in the guise of an entity too small to be detected by the human eye. The blue pox, as it had come to be known, swept through the world in early fall, and by the beginning of winter had done its damage, killing off 99.99% of the male population and 99.95% of females, the greatest portion being those under 50. At least, according to figures circulating within the scientific community before most of them were obliterated, as were animals. I had spied a few snakes lately, one creature I would love to have seen removed from Earth forever. Spiders were in abundance, as were birds and bats. With the advent of summer, we would know more about the effect of the blue pox on insects and such. I would just as soon not see fleas or ticks or mosquitoes return, and horseflies, the worst of the lot. Their bite could draw blood, not only upon horse, but human as well. I leaned back in the saddle, noting the pregnant dogwood buds ready to burst into flowers resembling the cross. The flaming redwood trees added bright color to the woods. The Bradford pears already alight with crisp white blooms.